Okay, so we're in a year 13 photography class, and we're looking at Mary Marr's 13 Clues to a Fictitious Crime series from 1983. And Jess and Catherine are going to start us off by giving a very short presentation about what they think of the sequence of images. Over to you.
The third picture we looked at, and it's of a bird above houses, and we realised that a lot of the pictures are from different perspectives. It could be from the person, you looking at someone reading a book, or through the glasses, and there's, I don't know how to explain it, there's like an image of a bird above houses, so that's from the bird's point of view, perspective.
Yeah. So point of view and perspective is an important idea in these pictures. That's brilliant. Okay, anything else?
Each image is taken from like a childlike angle with parts of things missing, so it's only a specific area that's actually taken a photo of. It's not a full image in itself, it's loads of different ideas put into one.
Fantastic.
And then just sections of it, not an exact.
It leaves out important features of like.
So the stuff that's not included in the pictures is almost as important as what is.
Yeah.
They've been cropped quite heavily then, haven't they? So there's not really a whole object in any picture, is there?
No.
Some things are missing. So what's missing seems to be important in here, as well as what's included. You said there were lots of pictures or different things combined. What do you mean exactly?
Like, each object in the image links together. So,
okay.
Like, in the seventh image,
yep.
There's forks with fish. You use cutlery to eat the fish, and the numbers actually in the image with it could be like a table number or
okay.
a price tag or something.
Right. So eating seems to be a theme that runs through the pictures. Have you spotted any other themes?
Time and reading.
Brilliant. So that's a fantastic introduction. Really, really good stuff. Okay, we're over to Chennai and Rachel now, who are going to continue to spot some interesting things about this sequence of images.
So another interesting thing we saw about the images is like almost all the images have something in them that's in another image.
So this is repetition.
Elements, yeah, of
can you give me an example?
Like with the numbers, you
yeah.
can see it sticking out in the first image, and then with the fish, and then the fish are repeated in the last image.
Yeah.
The stars,
yes.
the fork, the knives, and I think that's a bottle of...
The bird's wing?
Yeah, the bird's wing.
Yeah.
The piano. So it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. It's
right.
Like little pieces coming together.
Fantastic. I like that description of it being like a jigsaw puzzle. So the images sort of rely on each other to work as a series.
Yeah.
One individual image can't really stand on its own.
Yeah.
They all need to work together.
We
a bit like a collage. Okay, go on.
We went from that straight into working about, we think that they show connections between them as senses, like you've got your sight, your smell, your taste, your touch, and your hearing.
Fantastic.
The piano,
yeah.
you read a book, you eat fish, you smell the
yeah.
smell of fish, and
excellent.
You can touch and feel feathers and things like that.
Can we go back together now? That's brilliant, by the way. To the image that Jess talked about, the fish, the forks, and what looks like a sort of glass jar, I think. Anything interesting, oh, and a few stars. Anything interesting you notice about that image? For instance, the fork and the knife seem to be three-dimensional, but the fish appear to be a photograph or a flattened image of the fish. They're not real three-dimensional fish, they're two-dimensional fish. How has Mary Marr constructed these images then, would you say?
So they hold the photograph and then put, in, like, here in the third image,
yeah.
there's the bird, and you can see a number
yeah.
at the back, which shows that it could actually be just a photograph of the houses, and there's not actually a bird flying above the houses.
So these actually might be photographs of photographs
mm-hmm.
of objects.
Yeah.
So photographs, two-dimensional and three-dimensional objects, are brought together in some sort of arrangement and then re-photographed.
You see that quite clearly in like, especially the second one where you've got the building in the background, you've got kind of a circle like highlighting it
yeah.
and the glasses mm-hmm. underneath.
Mm-hmm. And reflections seem to be quite an interesting mm-hmm. sort of idea, because we've got the repetition but also actual reflections in the mirror and in the, you know, the lighter, the glass jar and the clock face. And
so the reflection of someone, like a person's life.
Fantastic.
In the pictures as well.
That's really brilliant. Thank you very much.